Folks, I'd like for everybody to keep your arms inside the window and get away from the dark, please. I want to welcome you to Wauwatosa River this morning. I'm going to tell you all about the trip as we go down and answer any questions you might have. Can you help me up front all right from back here? My name is George. You call me George from Georgia, from a little place called Macon, Georgia. Anybody on here from Macon? Well, I won't hold that against you. That's the reason I left myself. How many of you on here got a camera? Let me see your hand, please. Okay, I know you want to get some pictures of the alligator. We're going to do that for you before we get you back, if we do get you back. If everything runs along smooth, we should be back sometime tomorrow afternoon around 4:35 o'clock. I'm supposed to be off Tuesday anyway. What color jungle tour? Now, I was telling the folks a little earlier, I don't have enough on here. I'm going to try to bring everybody back on this trip. I had a little problem down here yesterday. I lost two people on that last trip. I think they found one of the men this morning on the first one, though. Wasn't a total loss. Coming up on the right-hand side now, the little red-headed bird is a Gallinoo. Come to Gallinoo. White bird there is the ibis. You spell it I-B-I-S, white ibis. All right, yeah, that's better. Okay, good enough. That's a little Gallinoo again on the left-hand side. They build a nest up over the water when they hatch out to look like baby chicks. Now, all this water we're sailing on is coming out of the big spring. We're going to be going back over before we get back to the dock. Should be running into the wildlife pretty good here in just a few moments now. These fish you see swimming along in the schools, I know you're interested in them, that's the mullet. That's the fish you see jump from time to time, is the mullet. They run along here in schools. That's the Gallinoo again. Over on the left-hand side, you got the little pied-billed grebe. Some people call them a didapper. They really can't fly very high, just kind of flutter up and scoot out across that water. Way down on the right, you have the American egret with a wingspan of about 32 inches. This is the American egret with a wingspan of about 32 inches. That's the little grebe again to the left there now. The other birds way up front on the left are the widgeon. They come in early fall, leave out in early spring. The migratory ducks. And that's the Gallinoo again. Way over to the left now. I know you see that bird with the wings spread there, drying his wings out. I'm going to tell you some more about him. I want to get up close to him. That's called the Anhinga. You spell it A-N-H-I-N-G-A. Some people call them the water turkey, others call them a snake bird. They don't have oars, land like normal birds. They have to dry out before they can fly. Feed off of fish, and the alligator feeds off of them. One with a black neck's a male, and one with a brown neck is a female. Way up front on the left again, you have the American egret again with a wingspan of 32 inches and the white ibis. You spell that I-B-I-S, ibis. I know we need to start seeing some alligator here now. I know everybody wants to see the gator. Everybody wants to see the alligator. Way up front on the left, the bird is called a kamurata. The Japanese use that bird for fish bait. What they do is they put a collar around his neck, drop him off into the water, hoist him up, take the fish. That's a kamurata. Way up front on the left, we got another picture of the Anhinga again. You might want to get some pictures of that. You might want to get a picture of this Anhinga now on the left way down here. This is a female with his wings spread. And the one in the tree there with the black neck there, that's a male and that's the female. Front on the left. The other bird was a kamurata. We should start seeing some alligator here in a few minutes now. I know everybody wants to see some alligator. Now, we've got alligator in here from 6 inches long up to 14 feet that weigh around 1,000 pounds. And I'm going to show you some of all of them before we do get you back. That's a five-barrel grave again, way up on the front on the left side now. That's a little grave. That's a little grave, a little didapter, some people call them. That's the grave. The anhinga again on the left, male anhinga. The little black birds on the left over there, that's a male alligator. See him out there in the water on the left-hand side where I'm pointing over there. He's a pretty good sized gator. See him? Way back here where I'm pointing at. Way back here at me. See where I, there's another one swimming up on the left. See him? Right up front on the left is another one there now. Yeah, there's a lot of them in the water, man. The sun is out and them gators is out. That's what this wild trip's all about here this morning. He's about 8 feet long, probably weighs about 150 pounds. We're going to show you something a lot larger than that and a lot smaller than that before we get back. We're going to get you some good pictures of them gator. Coming up on the right is the place we take our boats out for repair. I used to tell people that's where we unloaded all them alligators. Of course, we go out to show you some more gator now. You see that boat on the right-hand side? Well, we lost the driver and all the passengers there about 2 weeks ago. This is as far as they could make it. I understand that fella had a pretty good load there, too. We're going to try to make a little further again. Now, this is the anhinga coming up again on the right. See him over on the right-hand side? We're going to ease up here now. You might want to get a picture of him. This is the female anhinga. Like I say, that's the one with the brown neck is the female, and one with the black neck is the male. You know, that bird has got such a razor-sharp beak that they can take that beak and they can go about halfway through a thin piece of plywood. In fact, is what they do is they spear fish with that beak, then they'll kill that fish and turn him upside down and swallow him down, bone scales and all. I believe if I was a doctor, I'd study his digestive system. That's the Galanu again on the right now, and the Anhinga again on the left. White bird on the left is the American egret again, and the other white bird with the orange beak is the ibis, white ibis. There's a gator on the left back here now. All right, he's a pretty good sized old gator. I'm gonna back up here and let everybody see him pretty good here now. Just, he's about 10, maybe 12 feet long. He weighs about 500 to 600 pounds. I believe he's the one got them two people I lost down here yesterday. How you like that dental work that old boy's got? He got some nice bridge work, ain't he? Yeah, I got something to tell you about these gators. It's going to surprise you here over a few minutes now before we do get you back. Everybody get him? Okay. I'm gonna hope I can show you something a little larger than that and something a lot. I'm going to try to show you the kind of alligator I don't mind wrestling myself here, folks. Not quite as big as the ones we've been seeing this morning, I can assure you of that. You get him? That's the American. That's a widgeon again on the left-hand side now. Migratory ducks come in another fall, leave out another spring. Coming up on the far right down here now, there's a feeding ground for wild turkey, deer, and raccoon. About 4 years ago one Sunday morning, I was making a tour down through here, and a deer came in to feed. He came on down to the river to get a drink. An alligator was laying there. He grabbed him, carried him to the bottom, and drowned him. Now, the right-hand side, you see a cage out there. We got a black bear in that cage. I don't know if he's out this morning or not. Look all the way up at the other end of the cage. Yeah, he's out, okay.
Yeah, there he is.
Now, we didn't capture this bear. We just gave him a home here at Wakulla. What you've seen on this trip up to right now is wildlife at its natural stage. It's free to come and go at any time, and what you're going to see from here on out is the same. The only thing we feed in here is the bear. Late in the afternoon sometime, you can come along here and you see some wild turkey and some deer and some raccoon out there in that feeding ground. Everybody see him? Well, we'll drift on down on the other side. Now, if you look on the other side, it's hard to... We didn't put him in here for an attraction. That's the reason it's hard for you to see him. Just gave him a home. But if you look maybe way up the other end of the cage on the side there, you might see him. He's out. Might be able to see him. See him? Okay. All right. There's another gator way over to the left where I'm pointing. See way over to the left there? Over there where I'm pointing in the water. Now, folks, coming way up on the left here now. If you look back here at me now and look where I'm fixing to point at, see where I'm pointing at? The log, look at me again if you don't see it. The log way up front on the left, you got some turtle up there and also the alligator on the log. See them? Now that's the kind of turtle you buy in your pet shops, only they're much smaller, but we got some in here a lot larger than that. Looks like they're having a convention out there. See them? If you don't see them, look at me again. See where I'm pointing at? Way over there, across the river there. Okay? That's your turtle. You got one or two alligator out there too. Now back on the right-hand side here, this cypress tree with a split down the side of it, scientists estimate to be a little over 2,000 years old. They say the Indians used to use it as a lookout. I guess a cypress can grow a long time. What kills the average tree, to my knowledge, is lack of water, and a cypress, they grow around rivers and streams. Yeah, I done got this thing. Get it up there, good enough, all right? Good. Okay, yeah, that's better. I think that'd be all right, man. Okay, yeah, that'd be all right. Now, we got a bird in here that's called the Limpkin. You spell it L-I-M-P-K-I-N. I'm going to show you one of them before we get you back, but there's just a few of these little apple snails left around on these water rushes. If you look real close, you can see some of them. They're all about gone, but that is the little pink eggs on these water rushes. If we go through this little channel up here, if you'll notice, that's called the apple snail. The snail comes in, they lay these eggs, they drop off into the water, and they hatch out into a snail about the size of a half a dollar. We've got a bird in here called the limpkin that feeds off of them. And that's one just flying up to the right, the limpkin, brown speckled bird flying over to the right here. It's supposed to be the third rarest bird in the United States, but from time to time, they don't look too rare in here, but that's the reason they're in here is on account of this food supply. Another turtle on the right over there. See where I'm pointing? Right away on the right-hand side. See him? See him? That's the Gallinoo again on the right, the little red-headed bird, the Gallinoo. On the left-hand side, you see a little box with a hole in it on the cypress tree. You see it up there on the cypress tree on the left? Well, that's the wood duck nest. I carried a wildlife commission out from Jacksonville a few years ago, and he told me that female wood duck could fly into that box at about 35 miles an hour. Now, don't ask me how to do it. If any of y'all know, I appreciate you telling me. I believe it's the reason I don't ever see any of them flying back out. That's the wood duck on the left. Beautiful bird. See him on the left? Beautiful bird, way back here on the left. Some theory about the old Indian. Wonder if he got his idea about painting himself up from that male wood duck. I don't really know. Might be some food for thought. Looks like an artist done a paint job on him. Yeah, here's another gator back here. We'll back up here and let you see him pretty good.
There's two of them. Look at
me. Yeah, there's a couple of them out there, okay. Yeah, I got something to tell you about them gator. Like I say, it's going to surprise you in a few more minutes about them. Only two places in the world you can find an alligator like this. That's in the southern part of the United States and China. You can find a crocodile in your Cayman and all of South America, but only two places you can find this alligator, and that's, like I say, southern part of the United States and China. There's one in the water there. He's a pretty good sized old gator there in the water, isn't he? Yeah, pretty good sized old gator. The other one out there on the beach is probably about 10 feet long. He'll probably weigh about 450, maybe 500, 600 pounds. Everybody see him up front all right? Okay. And hang again on the end of this log here now. That's that male and hang on the end of the log.
Have you seen any snakes lately?
I know I haven't. I understand there was one or two out yesterday, but I didn't see them. But that's a little green herring you just saw on the end of the log here. We're going to see some more of them herring. That was a big gator on the right over there. See him? Pretty good size old gator. I always leave a moment or two here for any questions you might have. I'd be glad to try to answer them for you before we get into the jungle. Yeah, that's right. We've got to go through that jungle now. We get through that, or we'll have it made. The river's about 12 miles long. It flows into the St. Mark. From there, they go into the Gulf of Mexico. There's about 4,500 acres in this sanctuary, and temperature of this river stays from 70 to 72 degrees a year round. We still got everybody we started out with. Hadn't lost nobody up front nowhere, have we? All right, if anybody's missing up there, well, just raise up your hand. Let me know now. I'm going to try to get Joan down to the jungle. That's a limpkin again on the left. Brown speckled bird is a limpkin on the left-hand side. Coming up on the right down here now. I believe that's a male wood duck. Real beautiful bird. If it is, I think it is. I can't tell from here. Yeah, this is a male wood duck again on the right. Now, just look at that bird. You know, this male wood duck, when they're fully matured, is about the prettiest bird I believe I've ever saw. But we got another beautiful little bird in here called the purple gallinoo. I haven't seen a purple gallinoo yet, but they're pretty too. But this male wood duck is just a gorgeous bird. He's just beautiful to me. I could probably understand about the Indian painting himself up like that, wouldn't you? Beautiful. Beautiful. You've been seeing some of these cypress knees along the river here. The object of these cypress knees is just, I saw somebody pointing to one a while ago. The object of that is to tell me it gives the oxygen to the roots of these cypress trees. It provides the oxygen for the roots of these cypress trees. Yeah, I see you pointing to that red tree. That we call that down here the swamp maple. Call it the swamp maple. Another gator way back here. We're going to see some more of them both coming into the jungle in just a few minutes. And Hinga again on the right. Now we're fixing to come into the jungle here now. I know you've been noticing these little orange markers along the river here. You got one down here on the right hand side. That's the markers of these graves where we've lost these people. I think I lost that man from Augusta, Georgia about 3 years ago. Now we're coming into the jungle here. Back in the late 40s and early 50s, they filmed some Tarzan movies in here with Johnny Weissmuller and also the creature from the Black Lagoon. Some of that was filmed in here. Somebody said that creature was still in here. I'm fixing to show you the kind of alligator that I don't mind wrestling myself. He's a little bit too large for me, but if we'll look down here on the right hand side now, you see an old gator laying down here on the right, pretty good size gator. Look up there and you'll see some little teeny gator laying around there. See them little gator laying around up there? See them? That's the kind I don't mind wrestling now, them little bitty ones. I believe I might stay with them a few minutes with a little help. See them? Little bitty teeny gators laying all around that. See them? Everybody see him up front?
Yep.
You know, an alligator is not a man eater, but an alligator will attack you. And I know for sure when at one case they'll attack you. When you mess around where these little small gator at, they'll attack you for sure. I got something to tell you in just a couple more minutes about these gator. And the summertime, when the sun is shining and the river's real clear, it's real beautiful in here to me. This is about the prettiest part of your whole trip. From here on out is what we call our back jungle. Yeah, that's another small one coming into the water. He's about 3 years old. Yeah, he's about 3 years old, right. That's another one on the left.
How old do they get?
That's very debatable about the age of an alligator. I had the ridiculous remark made about it. A person told me a few years ago, said, that's a purple gallow there, beautiful little bird. He said the life of an alligator could be indefinite, which is not true, but they can live a long time. I don't really know about the age of them. They can live a long time. But you know, I told you I was going to tell you something about them that might surprise you. Now, the alligator's about 6 to 10 inches long when they're born, and they grow just about that much each year. They feed primarily off of fish and wild birds, but occasionally a large alligator will take on a small deer. Now, you've noticed how thick the gator's tail is. He stores food back there. It turns into fat. He can go sometimes a couple of months without eating anything. And also, I've been told that the alligator can outrun the average man on land for the first 45 to 50 yards. But I hadn't seen any in here that could outrun me. Yeah, you can quote me on that, eh? Yeah, I can be quoted on that. They can't outrun me, I don't think. You know, I hope I made the right turn back there a while ago. I made the wrong turn in here a couple of weeks ago. We've gone 3 or 4 days. Real beautiful in here now. I checked everybody's ticket. Everybody did have a round-trip ticket. But in case that lady made a mistake and sold you a one-way ticket, we're supposed to put you off over there on the right-hand side. That's the reason I always try to catch them one-way tickets before we leave the dock. It's hard to get a man off over there, you know? Does anybody on here know how you slip up on an alligator? Well, you slip up on an alligator very carefully, folks. The record length of an alligator is 19 feet and 3 inches. The record length of a crocodile is 23 feet. The alligator lives in fresh water mostly, and the crocodile lives in salt and brackish water. They say between the alligator and the crocodile, the alligator will have the edge on the crocodile has the edge on the alligator. But they've got another amphibian reptile that's a little rough on either one of them. They're not quite as large. It's called a caiman. You find them down in South America around Argentina. I think the record length of a caiman is about 12 and a half feet long. This is real beautiful in here now. This is what we call the jungle. You know, this don't look too familiar to me in here. I do hope I made the right turn back there a while ago because we didn't have very much gasoline when we left. In fact, I'm surprised we've even made it this far, to tell you the truth about it. That's the ibis again, white ibis, flying up on the right there now. Of course, this is the anhinga again on the right. Years ago, Universal Studios came in here and filmed the last 2 minutes of a movie called Airport 77 with Jack Lemmon. Did anybody on here see Airport 77? Okay, I'm going to show you where the last 2 minutes of that film was filmed out over the big spring where they were trying to raise that plane up out of the ocean. Taking a pretty good while to film them 2 minutes down here, I understand. Have another gator on the right. See him over on the right-hand side. We're training this old gator to be the lifeguard down here. He's not going to keep anybody from drowning. He might keep a few of them from swimming sometimes. Yep. He got some nice dental work too there, hasn't he? Now we're fixing to come out over the edge of the big spring here now. Place we're going to turn around at will be around 45 to 50 feet deep. This spring is 185 feet. It pumps 600,000 gallons of water per minute. And the temperature of this spring stays from 70 to 72 degrees the year round. This is the largest and deepest spring that's ever been explored. It's listed in your world book. What color's an old Indian name? It stands for the land of the mysterious waters. All right, now, for the ones that saw Airport 77, that hadn't been on the glass bottom yet, the last 2 minutes of that, as you gar, see your alligator gar out there. Last 2 minutes of that movie was filmed by where we're at right now, where they're raising the plane up out of the ocean. That's beautiful down there, isn't it? That is beautiful. That's your gar. That's your gar fish. Over on the right-hand side of the diving tower, 33 feet high, you don't have to worry about going down, just coming back up. I dove off of it twice in my life, first and the last time. We've got about 14 different species of fish in here. We have the alligator gar and the catfish, bass, brim, shell, crackle, mullet, to name a few of them. Mullet is the one you see jump from time to time. Some people say they jump for oxygen, others say for insects. I really don't know. But the mullet has a gizzard like a chicken. They can live in fresh, salt, or brackish water. I did care a fella out from Mobile a couple of years ago, and I think he had about the best answer about that mullet jumping. He said the reason that mullet jumped was so you could see him. They're fixing to come in the dock in a few moments now. I just want you to keep your arms inside the window and remain seated on the boat. You enjoyed your trip down the Wakulla River, and I hope your pictures come out good for you. Okay, let me get it tied up here. Now we're gonna let you get off.